What's up, everybody? Partial Artist, and I'm back, dude. And I am currently multitasking as I record this episode. I'm putting up a episode on my Marble Mafia channel, which you can check out on YouTube, dude, if you're a fan of me getting drunk as shit and screaming about marbles, dude. You can go there. It's going to be all things marbles there, man. I've been really toning back on the drunk part as of late, but still going hard in the paint because, you know, the pinkies will piss you off, man. Pinkies will piss you off. So right now, yeah, I'm editing that video. So I thought, well, while I'm editing that, I might as well knock out a good old episode, man. It's been a while. It's been a bit, dude. Just been training. Got a fight coming up in March. That'll be fun. Be a good time. Got about a month left plus fight week. So it should be good, man. Everything's been going well. What else? Anything crazy? Oh, a dog got eaten outside of my apartment. So that's kind of wild. I found out this morning that apparently last night two pit bulls rolled up on this lady with her dog and were like, it's actually our dog now, bitch. This dog now belongs to the streets. Yanked it up, took it off. Dead as shit. So my little yappy-ass dog, Nova, she's got that sass in her. You know, she'd see two pit bulls and be like, what's up, motherfucker? And then they're going to show her what's up, motherfucker, which would be unfortunate. I don't want her to die. My wife would straight up kill me if that dog died. So hopefully I don't have to try and fight two pit bulls. I'm not wanting to do that. But yeah, that was within 24 hours. So hopefully my dogs don't get got. That would be a fucking problem. God damn, am I bad at multitasking. Here we go. We got it. My wife always says, she's like, you know, science says that men can't do two things, like they can't talk and do this or whatever, but women, their minds, they're able to handle multiple things at a time. I don't know if that's true. She might be onto something. We can handle more things. Really, you can handle more fucking dong. That's what you can handle. Handle a big glass of shut the fuck up. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't say it to my wife. I actually would say it to my wife, but I've joked with her like that since the day we've met, so we got a fun relationship. We have a relationship where things get said or done that seem so outlandish to people. Perfect example what happened this fucking weekend, bro. For real, this is about to get saucy. So, fucking my wife left here and went back to Texas to go to school, right? She had our mail key, our mailbox key, on her damn key ring or in her backpack, whatever. So she's like, hey, got the mail key. I'll send it up to you. And I was like, cool. Send it to my buddy's house, who's also my boss. I was like, send it to his house. I'll pick up the key from his place. Perfect. I'm like, I feel like she would. She's smart and is going to be a surgeon, right? But when it comes to, like, the common stuff, it's astounding. You're like, how are you functioning? How'd you get here for real? You have those questions. But book smart, phenomenal. Common sense wise, it's truly remarkable. And so I was like, had to clarify, like, make sure you don't send it to the apartment, because all I could imagine was I literally can't unlock my fucking mailbox, and she would mail it to my mailbox, so then I couldn't even get the key out of my own mailbox. So I had to be like, yo, don't do that, right? Thinking that's the end of it. So, 2 days ago, hit my buddy up. I said, hey man, did you get my mail? Did you get my key? He said, I got some in the mail for you. I don't think there's a key in here. Like, what do you mean? But I don't know. I don't feel a key. Like, just before I drive over there and pick it up, I was like, just open it. Let me see what's in it. He sends me back a picture of a card. Like a card that's like, oh, love you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like a birthday, holiday type of card. And inside it just says, fuck you. In block letters. She wrote, fuck you. And then underneath it, love you in cursive. But just a big box of fuck you, right? Heated. But my first thought, because I know my wife, to most people, they would think if you got a letter that said fuck you from your spouse, shit's going dicey. For us, that's what we do. We fuck with each other back and forth. So my immediate thought was an offense. I was like, this dumbass forgot to put the key in the envelope. She was so excited to write a card that told me fuck you that she forgot to put the key in the goddamn envelope. So I have to call her, say, hey, so really appreciate the fuck you card. One problem, there's no goddamn key with it. So did you send it separately as a joke? Said, no, I put it in there. And then her sister, I watched her put it in there. There's two people saying she put it in there. No fucking key in there. All I got was a card that said, fuck you. So, yeah. She said she's gonna go and look for it. So if there's no telling. It's just astounding. The only mission was put the key in the envelope. That's it. She went out of her way to get a card, get a pin, write fuck you on it, admire her work, show it to people, I'm sure, put it in the envelope, lick the envelope, seal it, stamp it, send it. No fucking key. Only thing that had to happen, put the key in there. Only thing that didn't happen, put the key in there. It's astounding. And so for like my boss, who, I mean, we're friends, so he's technically my boss, but we're cool. To have to imagine what he thinks, because to us it's normal. That's how we talk to each other. That's how we act. We just bust each other's balls. She busts my balls, I wham her clam. That's what we do, back and forth. So to him, it must have been kind of alarming that he opened a letter. He's like, oh, it's for my friend and from his wife. It should be a key in here. Oh, she got him a little card with it. Opens it. Fuck you. With like, not, so abrasive. So fucking direct and abrasive. So yeah, work will be fun. Work will be fun to discuss that. Because he was not laughing. I thought like he would be laughing it up, you know, be like, dude, your wife is fucking hilarious. He's like, yeah, so there's just a card that says fuck you in here. Like, very concerned. I'm like, that fucking dumb shit. I knew immediately. I was like, she got so excited to put fuck you on a card that she forgot to put the key in the envelope. She sent this whole other mission set that she accomplished and did not put the fucking key in the goddamn envelope. Holy shit. So that's like the biggest news that I have going right now is that. What else we got going on? That's really it, dude. Just been training. And this week, I got 5 weeks left. So this week, I'll start cutting back a lot on how much I'm eating and what I'm eating. And I'll diet down a little bit so I don't got to do such a big water cut for my fight. I will hopefully be cutting down. Hopefully, I'll start my water cut. It's not going to be big at all. My goal is to have it at 132. To be at 132 and then water cut to 125. I started at 142. I was eating like shit with like no filter. Now I'm like eating half and half. So, like, I'm kind of enjoying myself, but not really. I'm still training my balls off. And I'm sitting around 137-ish, depending what time I weigh myself. So once I start eating clean, I've done this before, so I kind of got it down to a system. Once I start eating clean, filtered all the bad shit tomorrow or today as you're listening, because we're 5 weeks, I'll be down by weigh-in, by the day before weigh-ins, I should be 132. Then I cut the water out that day, hit 125. Should be good. Yeah, I'm a small little bitch. I'm a small bitch. Time to make a damn thumbnail. And I hate making thumbnails. So here's a thing that I find with myself that is a problem. And maybe it's just called lazy. I don't know. I personally hate training, right? I do not enjoy training at all. It is always a fucking chore to make myself go, but I do it. I do 2 a days, sometimes 3 a days. I'll stretch. I'll do my, I do the thing, right? Push myself hard, but I fucking hate it. And that's how I think that I push myself well, is that I'm like, God damn it, today's gonna suck, bro. But all I want is that feeling of the fight, right? So I put the work in for that just so I can feel the fight. With videos, dude, I like making the video part, but I fucking hate making the thumbnails, the upload time, all of the things. And I feel like that's what holds me back, man. I need to learn how to make these thumbnails better. And I try. I do try. But I feel like they all just look like a bag of dongs, man. And I've watched videos on them and stuff. And it sucks because it's my least favorite thing, and I suck at doing it. So, like, there's no middle ground. I need to fucking hire somebody. I need to get someone to make me a sweet-ass intro for my YouTube channels. Oh, dude, I had this idea for another channel I'm going to start, maybe, probably not, but thought about it because it's a cool name. Seen like the ASMR stuff where they're like fucking like dick balls. I've talked about it before, like I was going to make ASMR but call it gay ASMR, and it's like a gay thing, like a gay ASMR thing where I'm just like butt sex, sodomy. Right? And it's going to get people all tingly. Well, I have a new one that I thought of the title for. And it would just be called MMA SMR, right? And I just whisper talk about, like, I shouldn't do this, but someone should, where I just whisper talk about MMA. And I'm just like fucking three piece and a soda, fucking goddamn. Kamshat Jamayev. Like, stuff like that. Or I just give the news. I'm just like, and I bet people would fucking dig that shit, man. I personally would not, but someone would. It's got a cool ass title. Like when I was younger, when I say younger, but whatever, I discovered ASMR like super early, and that's not like a hipster thing. It was legit. Like when I was like a kid, like 7 or 8, I remember like I'd hear people doing work or something. They're like whisper, whatever. And I used to, like, think that was the shit. I'm like, wow, I really love hearing people do this, right? As a kid. But there was no term for it back then, back in my day. We didn't know it was ASMR. We just thought it was cool for our buddies to whisper down our necks. It was straight. So, I was really into that thing. And then once I hit my late teens, early 20s, everyone was like, dude, do you like hearing hot, half-naked chicks whisper about fruit and stuff? And you're like, sure, man. And then it became a thing. Now you can go on there and I try to see how obscure I can get with ASMR. I've like, it's like the normal whispering and tapping. Then you can have it where like you're in the waiting room of a doctor's office or a library. I've had eye exams on there. I've seen those. Making a suit. Rolling cigars. One guy makes gloves. Watch one dude chisel stone. Now I can't sit through these things and watch them, right? Like they're like an hour fucking long. And I can't just sit there and look at them or even fall asleep to them. I can't. Whenever it was whispering back when I was a kid, I think it was just like a soothing thing. As an adult, I'm like, it's not for me. I get why people like it. It's not for me. It's just, they're so long. I can't watch for an hour as you tell me that we're doing a fucking colonoscopy or whatever the hell we're going through. And they get weird. Like half the time, it's just like chicks with big boobs like sucking popsicles. Like, here we go, dude. You like, it's not an ASMR thing at that point. That's just a sec. Do you like watching big titted girls suck popsicles? You're like, kinda, yeah. I guess that's some sort of sensory. No, it's a fucking erection, dude. Erection achieved. Erection fucking achieved. God, remember when I used to have a soundboard for the podcast and now I don't? God, a bummer. That's a bummer, dude. You're breaking my balls, Hans. You're breaking my balls.